I'm Clayton Morgridge, and I'd like to tell you why I think capitalism is organized narcissism. An important task for a socialist writer is to make capitalism look as bad as it really is. This is essential to the socialist project because capitalism has so many ways of making itself look good in the propaganda it distributes through the corporate media, advertising, and the education system which it dominates. Daily, we are shown the glossy and benign face of capital as providing all good things, from jobs to all our enticing consumer goods. So it takes a lot of effort to show the system in its true colors. Yet the underlying and terrible truth about capitalism is not hard to see if one just burrows a little way below the surface. Among the many charges we can bring against capitalism is that it is a system of organized crime. It organizes the predatory activity of wealthy families and corporations and protects them from real and potential uprisings of the people they exploit. Capitalism is also, like much crime, psychopathic. In particular, it is organized narcissism. Here's a description of the psychopath by forensic psychologist Barbara Kerwin. Most psychopaths could pass as normal people. They hold down jobs, they have relationships, though often superficial ones, and they manage to manage, however selfishly. But more than most people, they are selfish, highly absorbed with securing the primitive comforts of life. They cannot delay their gratification or set aside their resentments. They are usually charming, eager to please, and quite often very smart. However, though they may function in the world effectively, they do not conduct their lives according to accepted moral codes and standards of behavior. They do not consider their crimes crimes. What seems a crime to us is to them an expedience, an act of entitlement. As intelligent as they may be, psychopaths lack an awareness that they are participating in the overall drama of the human species. Accused of a crime, they believe that the world that owes them a living has done them wrong. End of quote. According to Kerwin, psychopathy is not a mental disease or defect, but a global attitude of selfishness that governs a person's interactions with others. More than just selfish, psychopaths are narcissistic. Narcissism makes people dangerous because it deprives them of the restraint that results from empathy and respect for others. Narcissism permits them to ignore the humanity of their victims. It renders them insensitive to the act of killing. The blindness of the narcissist can extend even beyond the lack of empathy. Narcissists may not see others at all. The notorious Ted Bundy was a psychopath, according to Kerwin, who interviewed him at length. Bundy raped and mutilated at least 30 women, felt no remorse, regretted only that he'd been caught, and bragged that he owned a girl like he owned a Porsche. But the narcissism of capital is not the result of narcissistic individuals, contrary to the capitalist propaganda that everything is down to the individual. The capitalist is not usually a narcissist by birth, who then inherits or gains control of a big capitalist operation. To be a capitalist is first and foremost to have a certain role with certain powers and responsibilities, and living in this role leads one to be a narcissist, both in action and in one's heart. The capitalist system, then, is narcissistic in two senses. First, its operations are aimed only at its limited growth, and it cares nothing for any other values. Individual capitalists sometimes have other interests, but qua capitalist, their job is to put growth ahead of everything else. Secondly, capitalism is narcissistic in that it produces narcissists, for it is far easier to exploit people and the earth if one has no human feelings for them. The obligation to maximize the bottom line swamps all other concerns. Examples of capitalist narcissism are not hard to find. The benefits of our corporate health insurance and long-term care insurance are sometimes hard to claim because the insurance companies would always rather delay than pay, especially if the claimants are likely to die before the benefits kick in. We now know how opioid manufacturers lied about the dangers of their drugs and made millions as millions died. ExxonMobil knew in the 1980s that burning carbon-based fuel was going to lead to climate catastrophe, but continued to pump, refine, and market it. Like Ted Bundy, they are unable to see or care about the harm they do. But for the corporation and the corporate executive, it's not because of something wrong with them psychologically, but because of this basic fact about capitalism. What gets done, what one must do in a capitalist society as a capitalist, is what profits the investor, and what does not profit the investor is not done. Of course, there are some accommodations capital must make with the public interest, but these are mostly window dressing, like the warning labels on cigarette packages. To the extent that we play this game and allow our social relations with others to be stripped down to the cash nexus and the quid pro quo, we live as narcissists among narcissists. It's a cold world, this world of organized crime, the world of the film noir, in which only the love interest provides a momentary respite from the Hobbesian state of war of all against all. But most people are not narcissists at heart. They do understand and respond to the experiences and situations of other people, even people who are far away. The ties between us are deeper than the cash nexus and the rule of law. We are bound by ties of affection based on empathy for the situations of other people. For the situations of other people are exactly what cannot be felt by the psychopathic narcissist. The enthusiastic capitalist, in pursuit of the profit margin, may love and empathize with members of his family and circle of friends, but to have these feelings towards those with whom he exchanges money and commodities is ruled out by the structure of his work. If such feelings arise, they must be squelched. A fully civilized society, free of the incubus of private property, will be one in which ties of affection will extend freely to everyone we meet and to all those whose experiences we come to know about. Only then can we be cured of the social pathology of capitalistic narcissism. I'm Clayton Morgeridge for the Old Bull Variety Hour.